What you are about to hear is a chapter from the book Winning with Private Equity by Paul Anthony Thomas, provided via the Custom Private Equity Podcast. If you would like more information about the entire book, please go to customprivateequity.com/book.
Consider the inventor, the promoter slash speculator, the private equity investor. What are the differences between inventing, investing, and speculating? The difference lies in motivation, psychology, knowledge, and attitude. And once you discern which a person is, using the correct terminology is critical for you to appear knowledgeable and educated in the world of private equity. An inventor likes to make things or provide services, but generally knows a marginal amount about the overall market or the players. He will know his direct competition, his local customer base, but he doesn't truly understand what it would take to make his product or service a widespread success, unless, like Ron Popeil of the legendary company Ronco, he has done it before. If he has executed on a product or service successfully before, he would fall more into the category of a private equity investor, not an inventor. Because if he understands all it takes to complete the task of marketing something he has designed and manufactured, then he is much more in touch with what will be required to be successful. And his investment in the new product is just that, a private investment in a new product for his company to make and market. Aside, calling a true private equity investor a speculator or promoter is like calling the most renowned heart surgeon in the world a quack. It is a terrible insult. During the creation of his invention or service, the inventor will learn many details, but rarely does he truly comprehend the full scope of where the product or program will make money or lose money. What type of management or caliber of investment will be necessary to make the product or service a viable company others will want to purchase? Often, inventors are called entrepreneurs. Generally, they can take a company or product to a certain level, but no further. They aren't comfortable relinquishing control or having others make money from their ideas. Generally, a very nearsighted lot. List. Inventor. Expert on product. Builds slash provides services. Wins if his inventions work or services are used. Creator. Life savings. Knows a few players. No plan B. Relies on his creativity and imagination. He wins, and some others may win. List. Private equity investor. Is an authority on the product or service. Committed to success. Wins if all parties are successful and make money. Market maker. Large investment percentage. Knows key players. Solid plan B. Relies on known quantities. Everyone wins. List. Speculator, promoter. Knows little about product. Committed to his profits. Wins if there is no trouble along the way to profits. Trader. Small investment percentage. Knows no one. No plan B. Relies on the unknown. He cares only if he wins. End lists. I admire these entrepreneurial individuals. They are what make America great. Our world could not function without these risk takers, and the United States would not be the most powerful nation in the world without their I can do anything spirit. A speculator slash promoter is generally a salesman. Ray Kroc, the owner of McDonald's, is an example of this type of person. He takes a cursory review of what someone else is offering, a program or a service, and decides he is going to get on board and sell slash franchise the product slash service. Speculators listen to the news and popular opinion, then make an investment decision, hoping that their sources don't lead them astray. He rarely can reproduce the product or service because he does not take the time to learn the nuances of the business. The salesman slash promoter will generally admit they have little idea about the inner workings of the company. Speculators often don't fully understand what the company does to make money. You would be hard-pressed to find a speculator in the commodities markets that knows all the uses for a soybean or what it takes to grow a profitable stand of corn. The speculator relies totally on the expertise and hard work of others. If the company fails, he is not at great financial risk, nor is he going to be around to deal with the aftermath of business closure. On the other hand, a private equity investor will generally choose to become an authority in the areas of his or her investments. He wants to understand what his or her money is buying. She or he will understand the science behind the product. She or he will deeply research the marketplace. She or he will know the niche that the product fills. She or he will know the competition, often on a very friendly basis. She or he will have a mentor to advise on the various aspects of selling the product or service. She or he will have the ability to arrange needed financing and place necessary cash into the endeavor. Some private equity investors like to build companies from the ground up, like Herb Kelleher, founder of Southwest Airlines. Others prefer building companies after someone else has uncovered a profitable niche and needs capital to fully exploit that opportunity. This is generally where my teams operate. Research, experience, invest, and manage. This makes our platforms very low risk and managed by experienced teams.
You've been listening to the book Winning with Private Equity by Paul Anthony Thomas. It was provided for free by the author via the Custom Private Equity Podcast. If you would like more information and an up-to-date analysis of the economy and private equity, make sure that you are subscribed to the Custom Private Equity Podcast. You can get instructions on how to do that at customprivateequity.com/podcast.